Never-ending radio show. Recovery. Recharge.
And so I wasn't allowed to talk, and of course the old-timers who were assigned to me, they had their marching orders. I think they were as scared of Jane as I was. And so they'd take me to meetings, and I would sit there quietly, and I'd roll my eyes, and I wouldn't listen, and I really didn't understand what was going on in there. I mean, you know, recovery is its own language. And you know what? And then they would take me to the donut shop, and I was allowed to ask questions, but I was not allowed to make comments. And at the donut shop, eventually I started writing down things that I didn't understand. I started cataloging them in my head when it was working right, which wasn't very often. And I would take those questions to the donut shop, and I would say, what did they mean when they said this? And I would ask those questions, and those old guys, they would light up. And they would answer my questions, and they would go back and forth, and sometimes they had different answers. You know, so they'd battle it out right there in front of me. And one of them would say, well, go get the book out of the car. You know, when they couldn't agree on the answer, go get the book out of the car. And they would show me that my answers were in there. You know, and what they did by not allowing me to talk was they made me listen, and they made me form questions in my head. And then those old-timers, they cared for me. They cared for me. And they answered my questions. And they never asked for a penny. They didn't ask for gas money. They didn't ask for donut money. They didn't ask for coffee money.
It